On today's episode of the Trade Busters podcast, don't get distracted by squiggly lines. Now, I promise this is not a dig on technical analysis, but rather where this idea came from is, you know, if you've been trading these systematic strategies that you found on this podcast or just anything you've done in the past where you use either risk management or stop loss, you know, I'm sure you've probably said to yourself or been frustrated when, for instance, a stop loss is triggered and the market is quote unquote, you know, not even testing your position, or you've said, okay, why am I getting stopped when it's market is 80 points away? Or if you haven't felt this or thought this yourself, you've probably heard other people say it. And this is probably the reason a lot of people will say why they don't use stops, right? Now, this in and of itself may, it's not necessarily wrong, but I wanted to really talk about the kind of the mindset behind stops and why we use them. And so if you were to, and let's forget about the market and trading for a second. Let's say somebody were to offer you a bet, you know, over a coin toss, and the odds are, you know, 50-50 is heads or tails, but on a heads, for example, you win $1.10, and on a tails, you lose $1, right? So 50-50, it's even odds, heads or tails, but you win more than you lose. So this is clearly a positive expectancy proposition, right? So if given the chance, you should just flip this coin and play this game over and over. And, you know, you flip once, you're either going to win, you're going to lose, right? And there's no semblance of what the market did or what whatever did. It's just heads you win, tails you lose. So when we're setting up a system, you know, theta engine, for instance, where you have a profit take and a stop loss, you have so many occurrences, you have a win rate, all these things we've talked about, and you can back test. We're basically trying to set up a similar type of proposition, right? It's a system where you have a certain chance of winning, certain chance of losing, you have a certain win amount, you have a certain loss amount, and this is the whole expectancy hacking concept, right? And as long as the win rate, win size, loss size, we kind of depend on hold true or hold steady, we expect to make money long term. So on the day-to-day, we should just keep pulling the trigger, keep selling that premium, put on this position, put on the exits, let the system run, right? But so if you think about it this way, it shouldn't really matter what the market is doing, right? The back test you've done, that's all baked in. Whatever the market's doing, high VIX, low VIX, bull market, bear market, the probabilities are the probabilities. So really thinking about what the market did is kind of irrelevant, right? And also, you know, people are fine with taking profits, but oftentimes they're not fine with doing a stop loss. And the idea of expectancy hacking is profit take and stop loss are both ways to sort of shape and massage the risk reward profile. And so the stop loss, you know, similar to the profit take, is just a way to control the risk reward profile of the strategy. And so it's not about trying to always win, or it's not even necessarily about always trying to make money. It's simply about managing risk and having your trades fit this mold of this risk 2 to make 1 or risk 3 to make 1, whatever it is, right? And so as long as the stop losses occur and fill at a reasonable price, you know, based on the system you set up, they've done their job, right? And it doesn't matter that, oh, obviously a stop loss means you lost, right? You lost a trade, you lost money. But that's fine. And it doesn't matter if that happens when you're at the money, when you're in the money, when you're 80 points out of the money. So focusing on those things really don't help, right? And it's almost kind of easier if we can just tape over the screen, turn off the chart, and not have that, you know, the chart and, you know, the squiggly lines, I'm calling what the market's doing, not having that be a distraction. And obviously, you know, the best case scenario is just not having to think about it or not having to see it, right? If you could just kind of like flipping the coin every day, you know, the trades go on at the end of the day, you check your account. Oh, today I was up, today I was down, right? Not having to be engaged with that the day-to-day or the week-to-week of the market, that's going to be easier. But obviously, practically speaking, unless you have really solid automation, and even if you do, or unless you have someone kind of managing your money or trading for you, you can never be fully hands-off. And I understand this is where the difficulty comes from. You know, the fact that you have to be engaged, you're almost watching the blow-by-blow. And obviously, you know, people talk about watching a winner turn into a loser, you know, having a trade, you know, the profits get away. All of those things, those can affect you mentally, obviously. But again, I think it might help if you can take a step back and just think about what you're trading, why you do the back test. You have a system, and in order to follow it, you have to just stick to the rules. Now, if you really believe you have some edge, or you have some other analysis where you can kind of augment your system and have some additional signal, that's fine, as long as it's something that you have tested and you have conviction in and it's been shown to have positive expectancy, right? Nobody says you have to stick to just using a plain profit taking stop loss. But the reason I'm doing this episode and reason this topic comes up is oftentimes, you know, people have these feelings and they have these decisions that are in the moment. Oh, today I feel like the market's going to go down, you know, and so I'm going to close early, or I'm going to, you know, take profit early. Or, oh, I think there's support here, so I think I'm going to take the stop off temporarily, or don't have the stop, or whatever it is, right? And so these kind of game time decisions are not what you want to do, right? If you have something like, if it's part of your plan, hey, I'm trading this put selling strategy, and I, you know, if this moving average or this support or whatever, you know, I'm willing to widen the stop in this case, and it's very mechanical, and you have a system, and it's tested, and it's proven, then that's fine. Right, so I'm not saying you have to stick to a single set of mechanics or do something that's very naive, like, you know, for instance, with Data Engine, where it's just this, always the 60% profit take, always the 200% stop loss. If you really have something you think you can add to the edge, or if you can enhance it, you know, by all means, go for it, but do so in a systematic way and approach that like everything else, right? Back testing, build the conviction, and don't just do it kind of willy-nilly based on your psychology. So again, you know, hopefully this episode I can wrap up shortly. I know usually I tend to run long, but again, that's just the idea, you know, and I've been thinking about this, and because I hear people, and especially on online groups where people really specifically don't like to use stop losses for these reasons, because of those times, oh, you know, why do you want to get stopped out when it's 80 points away or whatever it is? And again, so that's not the point, right? The point is, if you've developed and backtested and built this entire system that's predicated on the risk-reward profile, then all that matters when you're running a strategy live is honoring those mechanics that you've set forth. Otherwise, it's kind of pointless, right? So again, the, you know, running this, honoring the stops or whatever it is that you've set forth, and not letting the squiggly lines distract you, not trying to pay attention to what the market's doing, because the market doesn't know, right, where your position is. The market is not, you know, it doesn't know where your stop is. The market's just going to do whatever it's going to do. The options are, the prices are going to be whatever they're going to be, right? And so if you sold an option for a dollar and you need to get it at three to, you know, 200% stop loss, whatever it is, that's all that matters. So let's leave it there for today. As always, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. You can also visit my trading page at www.thetradebusters.com, where you will find all of the strategy mechanics, trade logs, as well as various essays that I've written and other podcasts I recommend. Finally, you can follow me on Twitter at TheTradeBuster. That's it for today. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.